This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Typical Rockets thing happened. They come out looking strong.
And they actually played good defense last night. Let's give them that.
And then they remembered, oh, I need to turn the ball over a few times here. I need to play a little gutless in the second half. I need to just suck.
I don't need to watch a Rockets game when they play at home to know whether they won or lost.
No.
Because all I have to do is walk out on my balcony, have a drink. I mean, dead freaking silence. Your buddy RG3 signed a new deal today. And these kind of decisions, as you make them, are going to determine your future. Because if this fails, you think he's getting another job?
No. This is it. And this is one of those situations where failure's a likelihood. Because show me the Cleveland quarterback that had a really good, successful career there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And the beer pong tournament's going on, and we're already hearing some bleep yeses over it. So it must be going okay. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. We won't see them because I don't have internet. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. We won't see that either. Your best bet of getting in touch with us today is just tweet us, because I can see that on my phone. For some reason, we're having trouble with the internet. So for all those people that say, oh, you guys have to have the internet to do a show, I'm just going to go on record. Charlie Palillo couldn't do this show today.
No, no chance.
Yeah. So we don't have internet.
With beer pong going on around him?
Beer pong. There's, like, fun people here. There's blitzers here. Yeah. I mean, it's all good. So I had so many cool things I wanted to talk about today that I can't access. So
maybe you should, during the next break,
yeah,
walk across the little parking lot over here and get on a different place's Wi-Fi, pull up your stories, and walk back.
You know what? I think we're having fun anyway.
We don't really need...
Honestly, I do feel like we have the kind of show where we can do an entire 3 hours without internet.
Okay.
I mean, if it's okay with you.
It's fine by me. Listen. Luckily, I was prepared to talk college basketball for 3 hours, and I don't have much of a problem.
Well, talk some college basketball.
I don't have much. I guess we're now 5 or so minutes away. Three? How many minutes away? You're going 30? Okay. We're getting close to tip off. What channel are the games on tonight? Are they on Made Up True TV? Or are they on CBS and like TNT or something like that?
Yeah, help us out, Voldemort.
Yeah, figure that out. I need to know.
You know, you can tell us on air. Just disguise your voice. Just like,
they're on the games. Yeah, they're on Channel 12.
The games are on.
That's okay. We're just having a little fun here.
I believe the opening matchup. Well, it says 6:10 is the opening tip. Villanova v Miami.
What a terrible time to have a tip off.
6:10.
Yeah, you want to talk about being a loser?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I get
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's over my head.
What, really?
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there?
Water.
Okay, that's the problem.
Yeah. That was really bad
by me.
You need
to drink one of these frozen Jack and Cokes, and then maybe you'll get that I'm throwing shade at the station we all hate. So
that was a really embarrassing moment for me.
Sorry.
But I still am. I'm partly excited that I think someone at 6:10 is getting fired.
Really?
And, you know, Fred, when we...
Well, with all due respect, they're getting sold, so most of those guys are probably getting fired at some point.
You remember when we met and I said... And everyone kind of was a little bit revolted when I said this, but I'm very competitive about things. And if you're lined up against my show, I want you to go hungry. I want your kids
to starve. And I'm a little different because I know all these guys. I've worked with all these guys. I respect them. I'm more like, I want to kick your ass. I want to steal your sponsors. I want to pee on your grave. But when it's over, I'll have a beer with you and tell you how much I love you.
Well, the deal is, there's a couple guys at a couple stations that I either am friendly with or I have a decent amount of respect for.
Right, which is a different animal.
List is short, mind you.
Yeah, I know.
But I texted around a little bit, made sure
those guys
are okay.
Which I would assume they would be.
And then I was like, oh, cool. Somebody's getting canned. And now I'm just excited to see who it is because I saw there's a job opening for a full-time host at 610. And I'm curious who underperformed enough to get the boot.
Well,
who's your guess?
You know, I just don't pay enough attention. I don't watch a lot. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of those shows. I've been on record as saying I love Sean Pendergast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Ted as well as you do, but he seems like a good dude. The guy they work with is a joke. I mean, I've never made any bones about that. I think Mike and Seth have a very good show that deserves a better time slot than what they have.
Yeah.
And I've known John Lopez for years. I love him like a brother. But that morning show is really underperforming. And I don't know if it's him or Nick, but it's underperforming. So if I were going to guess, that's where it would be.
Okay. You think it's a morning host?
Yes.
Didn't Nick just get a new contract?
He did.
Does that worry you about your buddy?
A little bit, because I love John. I don't want to see him. If I were in charge of that station, though, I'd have Mike and Seth doing mornings. That's a good show, man.
So if it is, in fact, your buddy that gets fired, are you going to then push for me to be fired and have him replace me?
No, because I love the show the way it is.
Okay. Just make it sure.
No, and you know, it's always funny because we always get this question, if you could work with anybody else, who would it be? Which is kind of fun in theory, but reality is?
The reality is we're stuck together.
We are, and neither one of us is going anywhere. We both are going to be here for a while, and the show's successful. And I really don't – I'm not interested in working with somebody else. I've done that. Other than Matt Dean, if Matt Dean wants to come out of retirement, yes, I would work with Matt Dean again. Other than that, screw it.
Listen.
I like it the way it is, bro.
I've had co-hosts that every show, when the show's ended, I left work thinking, God, I really have to quit this job. I hate this guy I sit with for 3 or 4 hours every day. I hate him. And I don't have to deal with that now, so I won't complain a bit.
Honestly. And it's so funny because I had a lunch meeting today. I've been really busy with the other part of the business. And I was telling somebody, I was like, what's it like working with AJ? And I'm like, dude, this is fun. We have fun every day. We get into each other. We can bust each other's balls. But at the end of the day, I mean, I know we're going to do a good show. And I know if I'm off my game, he's going to carry me and vice versa. And, you know, we're different, but I love coming to work. So that's a blessing that a lot of people don't have. And I know there's a lot of people out there driving home right now. It's like, dude, I work with a guy who's such a total a-hole.
Yep.
And we've all had that. And I've been in that situation where I work with people I couldn't stand. I've alluded to this. I haven't really gotten into it. But my old editor at the Chronicle, I could not stand that guy. He was his whole thing was about bettering himself. And everything was about him, and my whole fate was tied to what he did. I hated that. I never want to go back to that, ever. I like where I am right now, man. This is fun. And if you're lucky enough to be in that situation, God bless you, because most people aren't. So, but, yeah, it's funny because, you know, we're at the point now where we can kind of pick who we want to work with. And I think we both have it in our contracts that if either one of us leaves, we get to pick who we work with. But there's guys I don't mind. But, no, if you ask me who I want to work with in the city, if I had first pick in the draft, I'd take AJ.
If I had first pick in the draft, I would take AJ, too.
Yeah, of course you would.
Of course
I
would.
Or you'd take Salisbury.
Yeah.
Or Granado.
Yeah.
One of those, but no, I mean,
no. You know what my priority is when I'm picking a co-host, especially one that I have to travel with. It's someone who doesn't recline his seat back on an airplane, and I know that
you know I don't
I know
do that.
That. You won't do that.
I'm more than willing to buy beer.
Yep,
and we chop each other's poker winnings. So
yeah.
that's a pretty good collection.
It's
of
not
things.
A bad deal.
Yeah, just
not
saying.
A bad deal. We're now. Now that we know
Okay, can we?
It's now 6:11.
All right,
but the tip off was supposed to be at 6:10.
Can we reset that we're both totally on Maryland?
Yes,
I know that's a later game.
That's fine. But Villanova about to get underway. Jay Wright's kind of.
What do you feel about that game?
I like Villanova. Everybody that I discuss handicapping with seems to be on the opposite side of me, so I don't feel great about it.
I don't have an opinion, but you know how I trust you on college basketball, so I made a bet on Villanova, but yeah,
I think that Jay Wright, this was a big tournament for him. The last two seasons they've been a 2 seed and a 1 seed, and they didn't make it out of the first weekend. They beat the snot out of Iowa. Which, listen, it's not the most impressive thing ever, but last 2 years they've lost to those teams. So,
yeah,
I don't know if there's sort of a monkey off Jay Wright's back. I think it's important for him to be confident. But I think that the teams are close. I think Villanova's a little bit better. I think I trust their coaching a little bit more. But Miami's a good team. It's not going to be easy.
I do like their coach. I think he's done a very good job there.
So that's one of the games that I'm sort of torn on, just like the Aggie-Oklahoma game.
I'm on Aggie. I feel pretty good about Aggie in that game, although I think it's going to be very close. And with the spread being what it is, it's hard to have a strong opinion because, you know, if it were A&M plus 4, I'd unload.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a one-basket game. But what's it at, 1.5? A one-basket game, I could get beat and be right that it's going to be close. So I like A&M. Like it, don't love it. If it were 4, I would unload on the Aggies. So,
and then I go back with the with Kansas and Maryland. Kansas doesn't have a star player on this team. They're good.
I'll be honest. I've emptied my mybookie.lv account on Maryland.
But I think Maryland.
And there was a lot of money in there. So
Maryland might be the most talented team left in the tournament.
And they're so inconsistent.
They've got the most talented front court. They've got Melo Trimble, who is, I mean, he might be one of the best big moment guys in basketball.
He's clutches.
They should be. They've underperformed all season long, but this is this is probably a team like these Kentucky teams where the entire starting five are probably going to get a paycheck in the NBA at some point.
I won't say they've underperformed because there have been times this year where they've looked brilliant, and then there have been times when they've lost to Minnesota.
Right, but I'm saying if you had told me at the beginning of the season Maryland will be a 5 seed, I would have laughed at you.
I would have thought they'd been a 1 or 2.
Yeah, because they've got the players to be that.
In that regard, they have, but.
Kansas is reliable. You know, they don't have a star,
but it's still Bill
Self. But they've
got
Mason and Devontae Graham and solid guys that have tournament experience.
It's
still
Bill Self. They'll find a way to choke.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break because I think
Perry Ellis, who's been in college since 1994, little known fact,
17th year senior.
Yep.
Okay,
I actually have a couple of his shirts too. A lot of people don't know he's a fashion designer. Makes shirts. I might have a pair of slacks.
Jong has one of his from when he was 6 years old. So,
Jong, you have a Perry Ellis shirt?
Damn right.
All right,
we're going to take a quick break because apparently there's been music in our ears for 3 minutes and we've been ignoring it. So don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and the beer pong tournament is rocking and rolling.
Rock and roll!
You got to do a brock and roll for him.
No.
Oh, come on.
Beer pong I do. Rock and roll. Pock and roll.
So.
Pong and roll.
Pong and roll? Okay. Pong and roll
Rock
works.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Villanova up early, 10-5.
Okay.
On the Miamians.
On the U.
On the U. That's right.
See, and
the
I can't. I
V
can't,
over U. 10-5. 15 minutes.
I can't read the text right now, but there's one guy from Miami who's always like, what about the U? What about the U? So I'll just tell you, I think AJ thinks they're going to lose. I agree.
They are big and athletic, and Rodriguez, if he plays the way he did on Saturday, I mean, they're as good as anybody. But that's asking a lot. Yeah. You know, they're definitely the more athletic team today, but I don't think they're as talented.
Benny says, and I don't know which comment he was talking about, says comments like that is why AJ says you are creepy, talking about me.
Pretty much every comment ever.
Well, you know, I would say a lot of them. Yeah, I'm a little creepy. I'm not Granato creepy. Granato's, like, really creepy. And Barry Warner is, like, through the roof creepy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not there. I do have one thing that I can access on my phone. Remember how we did the Pulp Fiction thing?
Yes. You still have that up?
No, but I have, how about 24 things you might not know about Goodfellas?
Okay. I don't know if I want to play that game today.
Okay, what do you want to do? Your call. Because I have access to nothing else. Anything else you want to do is going to have to. By the way, we're at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights at White Oak, which the place is hopping. A lot of blitzers here. Everybody's having a great time. If you're not here, then you have personal problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have issues.
We are in the second round, I believe.
Yeah.
We are down to the Sweet 16.
Okay. Or is it?
Or maybe we're in the we're. Michelle, what round are we in?
Oh, the second group. Second group of the first round. So they're going to be going at it for a while.
Okay. Somebody asking on Twitter about Duke, Oregon, and you know, I've been saying all along that eventually depth will catch up with Duke. And I'm not the only one who said that. That's kind of like been a narrative all season long with that team.
What's his name that you interviewed the other day said the same thing? Reese Davis.
Reese Davis.
Yeah, said the same thing.
Yeah. That's
even though he loves Duke more than I love alcohol.
That's nothing new. But I think this Oregon team, you know, well, here's for starters, when Duke plays, the world watches. I mean, they are one of the most public teams in college basketball, always have been.
They're easy to hate.
There's a lot of people who love them and a lot of people who hate them. Oregon has a chance tonight to kind of put themselves on the map as a legit, you know, a legit contender, because there's some people who still don't believe in that squad. They beat Duke. You know, that opens eyes. And it took a while for Oregon football to get to that level. Oregon basketball, no one expected them to be here this fast. But here they are. And despite winning the Pac-12 title, they've made it four straight years under Dana Altman. They still don't get quite the respect that they would crave.
Yeah.
But I think beating a defending national champion would sort of change that. So for them, I think it's a pride thing. What I will say is what Duke has plenty of is size. I mean,
yeah.
Plumlee's huge.
And they're well-coached.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. They're always going to be well-coached.
Plumlee, Ingram, Jeter, these are big boys. Oregon does have some shot blockers, but, you know, this is that is one spot where they could be considered weak. I also think that there's something to, man, the Pac-12 has sort of been laughed at this
Well,
season.
And that's okay, because the whole conference doesn't have to be good. That doesn't mean that team is not good. And, yeah, it's funny because we were talking about I like to sort of latch on to conferences, and this year I screwed up. I latched on to the Big Ten. Didn't work out. But doesn't mean that one team isn't good.
Right.
Just because the rest of the conference disappoints. And really, the Big 12 has been disappointing, except for Oklahoma.
I have Kansas. I have two Big Ten teams in my Final Four, and they're both still alive in Indiana and Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, that's very good, actually.
I mean, Michigan State they're not the only team in the Big Ten. I know they were kind of the big dog going in, and they had a letdown performance. But
yeah.
I wouldn't say the Big Ten as a conference has been bad.
Well, you know? I think it's you look at Michigan State.
I mean, Wisconsin's still hanging around.
And we all thought Michigan State was, well, you didn't. I did. I thought that was the team. And they go out in the first round. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, yeah, it's funny. The two promo girls who are here, the only thing they know about our show is when we're talking about personal grooming. like what you shave and what you don't.
That's what they were talking about?
That's what they said when I walked in. It's like I was listening to the show, and that's what you guys were talking about. And I'm kind of like,
interesting.
Really? I don't want to know about those two. I'm just, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having some personal grooming?
I don't know. I guess I don't really need to know much about your personal grooming.
Well, I don't want to know about yours either, but we've talked about it.
We have.
Yeah, I mean, we're all about, you know, clean.
Yeah.
Apparently they're not.
Oh, really? Gross.
Well, they freak out. I mean, they're like 22. You're not supposed to be 22 and not take care of that, right?
No way.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
What an awkward choice.
Yeah, whatever. Austin asked, take Maryland straight up or the spread. I took both. My big bet is on Maryland against the spread. I have a smaller bet on Maryland plus 270 money line. And I think you're cool with that strategy.
Yeah, I like Maryland and the points a lot. My only investment in money line Maryland is in my bracket pool.
But plus 270 is pretty
fair.
It
is good. It is good.
I mean, I didn't get crazy with it. All right. If we're going to, like, I bet 10 times as much on the spread as I did on the money line, figuring if I'm right, I get out with, you know, a nice score either way. But if I'm doubly right, I get out with a great score. So,
Benny reiterated the comment that you made.
About the guy's grandma?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I misread the story. It's just one of those things.
All right. How'd you know that? You got the interwebs again?
I'm able to get Twitter, nothing else. That's okay. Very strange.
All right.
I
can't. Half the battle, Fred.
Well, that's good enough. That's why I was telling people, just tweet us. Follow us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. Is that music in the background? I can't tell. Sounds like it. We're going to break. Jong, help us out. Okay, we're going to break. We don't have a live read or anything here. Okay, well, I guess not.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you one more time about Andre Ward and Sullivan Barrera, who are they're coming back this Saturday. Andre Ward, everybody knows him, racked up every title in the books, including a gold medal in the light heavyweight division, the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens. Bay Area guy. Last time he fought, June 20th at the Oracle Arena in front of his hometown fans. Ninth round knockout over Paul Smith, continuing his unbeaten streak, which dates back to when he was a 13-year-old amateur. Andre Ward just doesn't lose. Another guy who hasn't lost, Sullivan Barrera. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is where he's from. He had an impressive amateur run, 285-27 as an amateur. He won the World Amateur Championship in Germany, Cuba, Venezuela, and Central America. Undefeated as a pro, trained by the same guy that trains Gennady Golovkin, my favorite, Abel Sanchez. So he is an all-action guy, and he's looking for a knockout. Knocked out the first five guys he fought as a pro inside of two rounds. HBO's World Championship Boxing returns this Saturday, March 26th, an action-packed doubleheader with pound-for-pound star Andre Ward returning to the ring against unbeaten Sullivan Barrera. Ward has succeeded at every level, including that gold medal, enjoying a 7-year reign as super middleweight champ, and he's ready to do the same in the light heavyweight division by taking on Barrera, one of the toughest challengers in the weight class. Plus, rising prospect Joseph Diaz Jr., putting his undefeated record on the line against Jason Velez. Don't miss Ward v. Barrera live Saturday, March 26th, 8:45 Central Time, and you know where you can see it, guys, only on HBO.
And we're back. David says, Fred, sounds like that alcohol is catching up. That sponsor pitch was hilarious. Great job, guys. I love the show. No, I'm totally doing this off the top of my head because I don't have any, no copy, nothing. But it's easy with those sponsors because they're all sponsors. The thing is, we have sponsors that we do business with. We have sponsors that are friends that we use. I use all those. So it's easy to talk about them because, you know. And the only thing I didn't have was the phone number. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Anyway, do you have a Hoffman on Hollywood?
I do.
Wait. We have another. Jong has to do another liner.
Okay.
Attention, League City, Clear Lake, and South Houston Blitzers. Is that good? The Blitz is coming for a Good Friday Live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on Gulf Freeway in League City Friday from 4 until 7. We'll be boiling up crawfish, eating wings and burgers while washing it down with $5 Not Your Father's Root Beer Pint. Plus lots of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info.
All right. Well done. Dude, you have a future at this. In fact, I think you should
at
do
Fred. I think future of fretting.
I think you should do that from now on. I think you should do all those. What do you think? I know they let Dell do that, which I'm not sure is a great idea, but I think it's a great idea for Jong to do it. Anyway, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, I'm guessing you saw the video that came out yesterday of Cat Williams.
Yes, I did. Somebody sent me that today.
What a downward spiral that guy's on right now.
Well, that seventh grader has some skills, dude. Yeah, that guy has some MMA skills.
If you don't know, 41-year-old Cat Williams sucker punched a seventh grader in the face, and
the kid took him down.
The seventh grader proceeded to whoop his ass, basically.
Well, he got him down and choked him out. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. And then after the seventh grader let him up, the guy, Cat Williams, continued to mock him and talk smack to him. It's not going well. I'm guessing Cat Williams is about to lose out on some money because of this, because the video clearly shows him punching a seventh grader in the face. A seventh grader.
A sucker punch, yeah.
And by the way, you might want to put some hips into it if you're going to throw a punch, Cat. That was a lady punch.
All right, I want you to grade the kid's skills, though, for getting him on the ground and choking him out.
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, it's good that he did it, but it's hard to tell how skilled the kid really is, because it's pretty obvious that Cat Williams is a terrible fighter. He fights like, I don't even want to say like a woman, because I know chicks who would whoop Cat Williams' ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing the way he threw that punch.
No, that was a sucker punch, but then the kid got him on the ground, and it was like once he got him on the ground, it was over. It's like you with that guy the other night.
By the way, no chance. Cat Williams currently out of jail on bail for multiple assault charges. So now police are...
So what is he assaulting that he's actually winning? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know, but I know earlier this month he threatened to kill Corey Dixon, his bodyguard. And so if they somehow find that this is a violation, he's going to go back to jail, which I can't imagine that he didn't violate his order when he punched a seventh grader in the face.
Sucker punch a seventh grader. I could tell you all kinds of stories about him, how he stiffed Toyota Center when they paid him $300,000 and he didn't show up.
Why'd they pay him $300,000?
Because they thought that they were going to make more than that. He's a horrible human being. Let's just say that.
Oh, we only have 1 minute. I've got so much more stuff to do. Mini Kim Kardashian died at the age of 32. Sad day. Mini Kim Kardashian. We've got Hulk Hogan calls the sex tape his most embarrassing moment.
Really? You got $140 million? I'm not embarrassed by that.
Also, have you seen that movie where he was like a babysitter, a nanny, dressed up in like a tutu? That was worse.
Yeah, much worse.
And I've got a list. Maybe we can get to this list tomorrow. A list of D-less celebrities that are endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Yeah, I have that list too. It's a little screwed up. But hey, can we give away two more? What do we have? Two left, John, for Sam Houston? Oh, we get them all away? Okay, never mind then. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. We'll see you guys tomorrow down south at Quaker Steak and Lube. Great job, John. Great job, Voldemort. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.